This is
the Macho Man Randy Savage.
And this is
Hard Factor. And there is no one that does it better.
Right now, yeah.
Nobody does it better.
I ain't repeating myself. Go ahead, tell me something right now.
Yeah, and I'm living in a nightmare.
And I'm not a racist. And I'm always cheering. Oh, yeah.
Welcome to episode 1450 of Hard Factor. It is Monday, April 29th is what it is, 2024. Thank you for cheating on the news with us. 80% accuracy guaranteed on this podcast. Everything you need to know in 40 minutes or less. But if you need more, go to patreon.com/hardfactor for up to 3 weekly bonus podcasts. Today, we have Mark, Pat, and myself, Will. Mark, what are you bringing to the table today? What news are you bringing us?
Oh man! Oh, am I frozen? I got a few things.
No, you're crystal clear. You look great.
Okay, well it's my computer that's lying. I got a few things. We're gonna head to Japan, where they're very honorable, as we know. And then I also have the horniest man on the internet today.
Ooh, it's a hard award.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I'm glad you guys will be here to experience it with me. You can let me know, but I think he's up there.
We might need a live poll, right? Yeah, I mean, it's hard to win on any day. There's a lot of horny men on the internet. He's got to be real horny.
This guy makes intern Jackson look like a priest or like one of those guys that's like celibate their whole lives, you know?
Well, we're talking about priests as well.
Nice.
Ooh. Horny ones for gambling.
Oh. Yeah.
Or phone gaming.
Hmm. Okay.
Nice. I've got
horny service members.
So you got two horny, you got a couple horny ones too?
It's a horny episode. I hope intern Jackson's listening. You know.
Oh yeah. Well, if he's not staring at an Instagram thought.
Right. So for those, I was going to say another disclaimer, just because we should say it as much as we can, you know, for those who haven't heard it before. If you see us at Hard Factor News on Instagram liking thought photographs, it's not, I mean, you know who it is. Okay.
Yeah.
It's intern Jackson.
Jackson forgot what his account he was in.
Well, no, that's not.
Just took over.
It's actually a purposeful scheme he's running. He's broken it down to us.
I always got a point.
It's all for all our benefit at the end of the day.
Yeah, he's our scapegoat. When you look at our algorithm, the landing page is just ass and titties, but then your personal account might not be. So we're like, oh, it must be intern Jackson. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, anyways, that's just a disclaimer. So just in case anybody's upset about those. But yeah, I got racism and AI, which happens a lot. It's weird, but it happens a lot.
Yeah, it's like peanut butter and jelly. Yeah.
It really is. Yeah. Coffee and cigarettes.
Yeah.
Peas and carrots. Racism and AI. It's back again, Mark. And then spiders on Mars.
Come on.
Maybe.
Oh, come on, man.
We'll discuss. We'll see. Are there spiders on Mars?
The fuck do you care? You're never making it to Mars.
Well, no, but they might bring them back.
Yeah. In a jar. Oh, yeah. How scary would that be? Bring it back a Martian spider?
I'm more worried about them making it back. And then taking over, you know? Oh, shit.
That's a legitimate fear, Mark. I back you up on that one.
Yeah, exactly. All right, let's get into it. Japan is a prideful nation. Very honorable folk that reside there, hardworking, maybe too hardworking, right?
Don't they have the highest, like, heart attack on the job rate, one of the highest suicide rates, stuff like that?
Yeah, they work long, hard hours. They like, drop in the streets and stuff because they're, like, cramming them on the trans there.
Well, they drink, like, to a college frat party level on weeknights,
right,
as part of the working culture.
That probably doesn't
which
help.
Is insane. Yeah, absolutely insane. Like, could you imagine now you're a pro and 4 nights a week you're getting 10 drinks fucked up?
Saka me with another Sapporo is what I'd say,
bro.
Yeah, you know how,
I
like,
would love it.
You know, if you're ever like drinking and you have to work the next
boss
day,
wouldn't
you set like a time, like, I should probably stop drinking at this time, I should probably get this many hours of sleep. They don't really have that over there. It's like they get
No, and you're absolved of like the bad things you do while inebriated, which is kind of a cool rule. So yeah. Like, I mean,
anything goes, man, at the karaoke bar.
They've got some things figured out, but yeah, I mean, maybe yeah. they burned the candle at both ends a little too hard, like you guys are saying, because
work hard, play hard. Yeah,
right.
Very much so. And while they are accepting of tourism, certainly in places like Tokyo, there is a stigma that maybe they're a bit harsh on tourists that don't know any Japanese at all. Maybe kind of like that's, at least, who knows? I'm not Japanese. It's just what I've been reading while researching this story, which is definitely the most petty get back at tourist story I've seen maybe ever, but in a while.
Arigato.
Yeah, they were pretty upset in this one town. Unlike Miami, who made a commercial saying, don't come here until you grow up, spring breakers.
Not for you. It's not for you.
Yeah, we're breaking up with you, spring break. unlike that, the Japanese town of Fujikawa Guchiko, which sounds like a Japanese town Winona Ryder's Babe Bennett came up with when they were like, where are you from in Japan? Fujikawa Guchiko. It's Winchesterton Fieldville of Japan.
Right. It really is one.
Now I get it. Now I
it's
get
crazy.
It.
This fake sounding.
Real quick, back to the Japanese, and I guess maybe the Koreans with this one, loving alcohol. Producer Eric says, and he's in the Philippines, everybody. He knows. He says, soju after work, work after soju.
Right.
Right. It's a thinker.
What does that mean?
It means you're soju all the time, baby. That means,
yeah. You're working or sojuing 24/7.
That's what it's called when they party.
Soju's a drink. It's
like a drink. Yeah.
Yeah. Soju's a drink.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. So this fake idea, like Japanese resort, fake sounding, I should say, it's real. Idea like Japanese resort town is just that. It has incredible views of Mount Fuji, right? That's the tallest mountain in Japan. And it causes tourists to flock to the tiny, quiet resort town to get pictures of this fucking mountain. And they're just. Now, saying we're not going to make a commercial, we're just going to take action and erect a giant mesh wall to obstruct the incredible views so you can't take pictures here anymore.
Wow. So they're spiting themselves too. So they're going to obstruct their own view of the beautiful Mount Fuji that they're blessed to live next to just to spite the tourists.
They seen it.
Yeah.
No, dude, when you live next to a nice mountain range, you want to see it all the time. Like, you don't want it just to be visible. Like, every angle, it's like a nice reminder.
She ever been
like,
married?
Oh, a perk of the city.
Same mountain.
I've seen
it. The rest of my life.
yeah, she's beautiful at the wedding day.
Shout out my
10
wife.
10 years later, I could take a break.
Shout out my wife. Six-year
anniversary. Going out for a while. You.
6-year anniversary on Sunday for me today.
Seen it.
they are sacrificing their own daily views, Will, to keep the tourist out. So that's how upset they are. Construction of the 8-foot tall mesh net that will be at least 20 meters wide begins like Monday, today.
It won't obstruct the view, Will. It'll obstruct a photograph. So like a mesh net is going to confuse a camera, right, in terms of it where it's going
to
focus.
You'll be able to like see it, but it's like, okay, it's like the difference, Pat, of looking through a bug screen on your window.
100%.
Right?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, so you still see outside.
You see, but it's not as clear. It's not as nice of a view.
It's like
you're still fucking up your own view.
Well,
just
let's
to
be honest.
Fuck with the
people
tourists.
That take photographs of fucking landscapes are dummies, and their camera should be taken away.
Why is that?
Because someone else took a really dope photo of it with their good camera.
But what if you're a good photographer? You can get it.
You're not
a nice one.
Is my point. Like tourists are not.
Some people are.
So take pictures of your. You can take if it's people in front of the thing. I get that. But like, have you ever I'll give you an example. Was going through my dad's photos. He took a trip to Japan.
Yeah.
It's just landscapes. It's horrible.
Yeah. He loves the landscape of Japan.
It's a waste of photo.
But a lot of these people go there just because of the. Because of the views to
the
take
beautiful
the photos.
Yeah, so enjoy them.
Yeah.
By the way, is that a convenience store at the base right there?
You're not going to commemorize your beautiful trip to Japan with a photograph of the landscapes?
It's a convenience store. We'll get to that. Why that's the issue. Here's another one. You see someone taking the photo, and there's like a big building to the right of it. So, an official from Fujikawa Guchiko Nintendo Yoshi Toshiba Hello Kitty Pikachu said, it's regrettable we have to do this because of some of our tourists who can't respect rules, leaving litter behind and ignoring traffic regulations.
And they did it to themselves.
It's a resort town. I mean, why are you spiting the tourists? It's kind of how you exist off tourism dollars. But
It's,
but those it's tourists pretty, are annoying at the same time. So I mean,
right, that's sure. right. It's normal. This is a function that happens. If you make your living from a resort town, you slowly become immune to knowing that. It happens with everyone that lives in every resort town ever.
Yeah, period. It's true. He did. Oh, I missed the last part. He said, thank you at the end of his. He's very thank you.
Well, it's not a resort town to you, no matter like how long you live.
You
there,
make
like,
your doskies from those tourists.
Do you think you the do, guy who owns the Lawson convenience store wants them to do this? He's probably getting all of his business from these tourists that come there. But anyways, he's probably upset. There are several areas where you can see and photograph Japan's highest mountain, Mount Fuji, from the resort town that aren't where they're constructing the mesh net. But the part that they're bothered the most is right in front of that Lawson's convenience store.
Right.
They're which like, has a view of everybody... the active volcano. So this view in particular, you can see the active volcano. People are lining up and they're just taking pictures.
Yeah. And that's an issue, I guess, for Fujitsu Village.
For six angry Japanese men on the board.
Yeah, for these dummies that forgot they make their living from people coming through their town to take pictures of the fucking mountain, like every beach town in goddamn America.
Something tells me that net's coming down when people stop going there. If people stop going there, you know?
You think?
Yeah, I think so.
I mean, they'd want to see the view again, right? Yeah. Like, they don't...
When they stop making money, they probably would take it down.
Well, as you said, the Japanese are honorable, so they expect you to be honorable. So if you drop a single piece of trash anywhere close to Mount Fuji, screen's going up. You know?
There's a sword and a trash can on the side of the road.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They expect... Can I ask you guys if this is racist? Something I thought of was racist.
What's that?
So, when I flew on that private jet, I got on there and they had like those little stations where you could plug your earphones into it, yeah, or sure. control like maybe the volume to it, or tune into it like a radio station, or maybe control the television. Like it was a little LED LCD
box cable.
It was a little LCD screen with like some knobs and shit next to it. And each chair had one, and it said "Welcome aboard."
Yeah,
on the LCD screen. And then one of them said this. That's what they looked like right there, right? One of them said this, and I said, "Oh, an Asian guy must have been sitting there."
No, it did not.
Welcome aboard.
No way.
Yeah, it said welcome aboard.
That's awesome.
And I knew that a Japanese man was piloting the plane right before. I'm kidding.
I would want to sit in that seat.
You Googled welcome aboard. Welcome aboard.
Is a good time.
No, I swear to God. I swear to God, bro. And
oh my God.
And I took picture of it. I took picture and then I've been saving it.
It's racist, yes.
And you bring picture to podcast.
And I brought picture. I love it.
You will bring. That's racist. And maybe this town is sick of racist tourists, and maybe they think money grows on trees over there, or maybe they have a bunch of gold in that Mount Fuji. And you should get gold. Thanks to our sponsor at Noble Gold Investments, you can. Few investments make a better long-term hedge against inflation, depression, and economic downturns than precious metals like gold and silver. Plan for the inevitable and protect your retirement savings with a gold-backed IRA from Noble Gold Investments. Now, Noble Gold Investments is the gold IRA company that Americans trust, and that's because the founders of Noble Gold have more than 20 years of combined experience in buying gold and silver, and they've secured more than $1 billion in precious metals for their clients, and that's growing because, they don't mess around over there. Physical gold or tax-advantaged gold IRAs are your two options. They help you hedge against inflation and protect you during economic downturn, and gold remains steady when inflation's on the rise and the dollar is in turmoil. Unlike money, gold can't be printed. It's your shield in times of economic uncertainty. Gold's value doesn't just hold, it increases during inflationary periods. So whether you're a seasoned investor and new to the game, Noble Gold Investments simplifies and secures your gold investment journey with two options. Choose between a tax-advantaged gold IRA or have that physical gold delivered to your door and get your hands on it.
That's classic.
Like Rumpelstiltskin. Noble Gold Investments ensures a seamless and easy transaction. Invest in something you can hold. Go to noblegoldinvestments.com/hardfactor to get started. Don't wait. That's noblegoldinvestments.com/hardfactor.
Do it. Get in there. All right. Now into more racism interjected into AI. So it's like pretty common. Like we talked
in
about
our welcome aboard section.
Yeah, yeah, it's a perfect segue.
Come right in.
Welcome aboard to the AI and racism segment Yeah. Thank you, Pat. Can you pop up the image again?
Yeah, I'll pop it up real quick. I Googled. Are you kidding me? Welcome aboard.
Welcome aboard.
Welcome AI aboard. Racism.
It's a real thing, okay? We've seen the intersection of AI and racism in that private jet that Pat flew in. Maybe an AI wrote that. Who knows? But a lot more, though. Like, it's only been around a couple years, AI, right? Like, since, like, 2018-ish, 2019, since we've really been talking about it a lot in the news. But tons of AIs have already been decommissioned for turning racist during the training process. Like, a lot of large language models, like, you know, Meta's, and there was a bunch that sort of, as they were training them, they turned into, you know, huge racists, and so they had to shut them down. And so that was something that was happening at the beginning a lot. And now, this clip of a racist rant I'm about to play for you from the Daily Mail is not real. A new spin on racism in AI, because a Baltimore high school athletics director named Dazan Darian fabricated the recording using AI to make it look like the school's principal, Eric Eiswirt, got secretly recorded while making a racist rant.
Whoa. He tried to ice out Eiswirt?
It's all bleeped out. Yeah, but...
Dude, this is why... This is specifically... I was thinking about... Like, there people talk about how AI isn't going to be an issue in elections, right?
Yeah.
And I realized that it's not necessarily the generation of fake media purported to be said by a candidate. It's the fact that that can exist.
Right.
Right? Discounts actual things a candidate may have said.
Oh, for sure. Pat, after you watch this, we'll talk about, like, my conclusion first, was that basically, like, this totally backfired to the point where Principal Eiswirt now can, like, never be questioned of anything again. Because, like,
right. Well, he can just say someone AI'd it.
Right. Yeah. Like, so, because, I mean, he's gone through this so publicly. So check this out. This is the recording that the athletics director at the high school, Dazan Darian, made to try to frame Principal Eric Eiswirt.
I seriously don't understand why I have to constantly put up with these here every day. These ungrateful black kids who can't test their way out of a paper bag. And don't let me get started on DJ. I'm going to drag his black ass out of here one way or another. And if I have to get one more complaint from one more Jew in this community, I'm going to join the other side.
He went too hard. Dude, no, he went too hard. Yeah. You can't mix in two hate groups, like two groups you hate. You got to stick to just one.
But Pat, he wanted to make sure the job was done. He wanted to get him fired, you know, big time. Not a slap on the wrist. He wanted to get him out of there.
Dude,
he almost did. I'm sure that this dude got called in to, like, the meeting, and they played it for him, like,
I
got to
give him props.
Look at what we got.
I got to give him props.
He was fired temporarily, Will.
He was. I didn't even look into it, but all I know is that Dazan is now facing charges because it is confirmed AI.
Yes,
I've played with the AI text to voice generator quite a bit, and the biggest challenge is to get it to sound like you want it to sound like. So, for example, I want it to sound like some guy 50 feet away is yelling something, right? Or I want it to sound like it's a news broadcaster in studio, and this guy manipulated this audio in such a way that it sounded exactly like a hidden microphone.
It was a good fake. It was a good fake. I think you could tell that the words were a little clipped. Like, if you guys,
it was the fact
down,
that he went to the Jews as well. Yeah. If he had just stuck.
And before I finish, I'd like to jump on the Jews.
Well, also, as Nick Miller points out, got to look at the metadata. I'm sure somehow on the file you were able to see that it was not like original from Eiswirt's phone or whatever, from the dude's phone. Also, Big Fudge says, talk about hating your boss. Yeah, no shit, dude. Like, that is some real hatred. But it totally backfired because, like we were talking about before we played the clip. Now,
and another thing.
So if he did get fired from the job, Mark, he's going to be paid millions and millions of lawsuits.
Yeah, I don't know where I read that. The guy who faked it's been arrested. I thought that he got, like, temporarily, maybe like Pat said, suspended while they looked into it.
The protocol. Yeah. That's usually the protocol.
See, he's probably got his job back by now.
Yes,
whatever,
he does.
But
he has it back. But, yeah.
But nobody can ever, like, question him on anything again, because the second that anybody accuses Eiswirt of anything, he can just claim AI, or he's already been through this. Nobody will come at him with anything.
Yeah, AI must have printed that Nazi memorabilia and planted it in my house, too.
Put it in my safe.
It 3D printed it.
In my save. Yeah. I was thinking about the like the wedge issue, like big issue in any election coming up is going to be women's rights, right? And Trump has audio of literally every position possible on abortion. All of them. Yeah. He's got all the audio. And I was thinking to myself, like, how do we beat this guy? Oh, we just play the audio. We play all the positions. And then I realized this is the issue with AI. It's not that you could generate something said by someone. It's that the things that they did say are going to be thrown into question.
The problem with the internet is, like, once it's out there, like, all these things, revenge porn, fake AI, like nudes, this thing, there are a group of people that once they consume the information are going to just think this guy's a racist piece of shit and not read the follow-up news reports and stuff.
I am sure that some of them did, even at the school, but in this situation, producer Eric confirms, Dazan Darian, 31, that was the athletic director that made the fake racist rant tape. He was apprehended as he was trying to board a flight to Houston to get out of Baltimore at BWI. So it looks like he may have been suspended for a bit, and people probably called him a lot of shit when they thought it was real. But he's
in the end, they got it right.
That could also scare people off of doing this AI shit, because he should definitely
back to the point of hating your boss as the athletic director. How do you hate the principal that much? Is he not giving you enough money to go? Like, are the fields
the facilities
all
aren't good enough?
Yeah, the facilities must suck at that school.
The athletic director a lot of times at a high school is the closest thing you get to a principal. Because the athletics and academics almost have nothing. They have nothing to do with each other, really. So you have a guy that's running the school, and then you have a guy that's running the entire athletic program,
like a GM and an owner.
Also, he could have been taking him out to get his job, right? Because maybe the AD Dazan felt like all he needed to do was get Eisworth out of the picture.
Both good points.
You never know. Anyways, he's now facing charges, and Eisworth is like golden ticket for life inside that school system, because once you go through that with everybody accusing you of that tape,
brings a kid in and just drops an N-word and then watches them try to do something.
His immunity.
Double Jeopardy, bitch.
He brings him in and just plays it, and he just plays it. It's his voice, but he's like,
do you think
me,
I believe
but
any
that
of that?
Wasn't me. That was AI.
He's got the AI card. for real.
He's recording other things that he's claiming.
He's
AI
making the AI now.
He makes an AI of himself.
Yeah. It's his therapy.
To say the shit he can't.
Or he just says it. He just records it from his voice.
We should get him on the show, this principal, and play the Macho Man, I'm Not a Racist, in for him as as his intro. Yeah.
He should just steal our intro and just play it when he goes into the room.
Yep.
Do you guys want to hear about a priest doing some messed up shit that's not touching kids, or do you want to hear about horny servicemen and women?
Men? Well, I mean, if you want to go back to back hornies, my next story is about a horny guy. We could just do actual horny.
All right, let's horn it up.
Yeah.
Double horny.
Yeah.
Let's horn it right up, guys. Okay. So if you're stationed at the Guam service base, right, you're probably stressed out, because in the last 2 years, there's been a ton of studies conducted and war games played that effectively say that if things continue to escalate between the U.S. and China as it relates to Hong Kong, Guam, you're dead. They're nuking Guam first. Guam is off the map. It's the
Guam.
It's Long Guam. Long Guam. Strategically acquired to fight with Japan, right? Right there next to Japan is China. And Guam, it's a high-stress place to be. It's like the most high-stress place to be stationed, effectively.
That's why you soju after work after soju when you live out there on the high seas, you know?
With that kind of stress, you'd understandably need to beat it a lot. You know, relieve
off, you're saying?
Some of that stress. That's what I'm talking about, Willie.
Sure.
But as an insult to injury situation took place, videos of you beating it were most likely uploaded to Pornhub if you were stationed at Guam, according to recently unsealed court records. More than 100 videos in total, mostly recorded aboard U.S. Navy vessels and in the men's room at Naval Base Guam's Liberty Center, were servicemen just beating it.
Yeah, you're on a, this is on a sub, you're saying? Or
A ship, no. I guess, I don't think there's like a bathroom in a sub that you could beat it on. because literally it's probably pretty tight down there.
Does it have a door? Oh,
you'd be surprised. If
a door, unless you're a Tyrannosaurus Rex.
You'd be surprised.
Unless you're a T-Rex, you couldn't beat it in there.
You'd get some techniques down with the
you'd
short
be
arms.
Surprised.
Yeah. Get me on the sub, you know, I'll prove you well. Yeah.
Some of the videos were recorded at a hostel, okay, in Guam, and those are of civilians. But
how is this all happening at different locations?
It had to be somebody in the military, right? Because if they had it on base,
yeah, it must have been someone in the military, someone with access to that locations, and also hornily went into hostels.
Yeah.
Recorded a bunch of hidden camera videos. In a lot of the videos of the dudes beating it, you can tell who they are, and they're also in their uniforms.
Oh.
And several of the videos included the rank and the person's name.
And the cabin.
Last name.
When a general rolls in, just going to town. Just
right.
Pounding.
So, like,
general. Oh, it's stressful out here in Guam.
Yeah.
Fuck.
Ensign Craig cranking it, for example, is like, or like Rear Admiral Lower Half Johnson's Lower Half Johnson.
Oh no!
Lieutenant Commander Lewandowski leaking from his lance.
Oh no!
Yeah, that's tough.
Oh,
that is tough.
Probably the work of Play Guy 148, who the warrant also sought info on that Pornhub account, Play Guy 148.
It was definitely one dude.
Yeah, Play Guy 148.
Yeah,
put it
on shit. So not Big Punch says it was everywhere, not on the subs, all surface ships, base and hotels.
There you go.
Cool.
Yeah, I guess the upload of the video is January 8, 2020. And
dude, you couldn't run from Play Guy. You could
no, he'd find you.
How did he have so many fucking cameras?
Spider has caught a little trap.
Yeah.
Cameras are so cheap, Will. They're like insane. Like for $50. You can get a fucking spy cam that can watch a service member beat off.
True. But it sounds like he had like hundreds of them in this operation.
Well, or
that's
like
quite an
10,
operation.
And he took some time. But, okay. You know, a lot of them don't record audio. I will say like the cheaper ones, and we all know what happens when you hit play on a porn video that doesn't have audio.
You skip it.
You skip it. Get out of there. So
it's like, that's worse than the foreign ones.
Yeah, it's worse than someone speaking non-English.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Gotta have the.
Anyway, yeah, the videos are down. But
That's good. It's good that the videos are down, right? Because I mean, that's a
as are these poor bastard spirits. The videos are down. Yeah.
Imagine logging on to Pornhub and then seeing yourself jacking off, and then looking at the comments about people making comments about you jacking. It would just be the worst.
Well,
some of them are complimentary, and you're like, all right, and then a lot of them are just negative, and you're like, oh geez, this is.
Live comment wants to know whether any dishonorable discharges. I think all of them were.
They were all dishonorable discharges.
What? Yeah. No, these dudes should be
no,
fine.
Like the jerk, just letting one fly is a dishonorable discharge. Uh-huh. You're never really pumped about jerking off.
Yeah.
Some of these guys you're never really satisfied about jerking off in a hostel.
Oh no, I think they might have been banging in the hostel. Some of these guys had 10 to 15.
Some of them
Kleenex kill
sex,
counts.
Right. Some of them was full on.
I don't know.
The bathroom.
I don't know. It's tough to say. I mean, in a hostel, I assume you're probably banging a prostitute. No, you can't bang a prostitute in a hostel. But can you beat off in a hostel? You shouldn't be. It's like a shared room.
People beating off
in
every
bathroom.
Hostel in the world.
Lieutenant Jeffries fires his weapon.
Yes.
There might be a sign on the wall that says, please don't do it, but...
The captions are for the funniest part.
I mean, I understand Rear Admiral is a very high rank, but the fact that there's a Rear Admiral Lower Half is the official rank. I mean, what just ready made, but you didn't have an RA beaten off in there.
That's where anyway, Plague I got the idea from. He worked backwards into the filming everyone. It was the name. It was the ranks that got him.
Luckily, it was in Pornhub's gay section, probably. So, probably not as widely seen as Pornhub's straight section. But still embarrassing.
Yeah. Well, I got another horny one for you. If you think the Play Guy and those guys doing it in the hostels are horny, you haven't met Eric Simpleton, who was recently outed as one of the horniest and most aggressive men on the internet by the Mugshotties main Instagram account.
Okay.
We know Mugshotties. We all. I know you guys and I know about it. We've talked about it a few times on the show. But if you need a refresher, it's an account that solely post mugshots of like hot young women who've been arrested.
Yeah.
Mugshots, mugshoties.
Yeah, it's a great account.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
Yeah. When they came up with the account name, they made it so you didn't ever have to explain it, probably. Right? That's that direct.
Unlike overbooked.com, where it's like, we have nothing. It's like the opposite. What is this?
Fuck is this?
We're just a good service. Don't read too much into the name.
Overbook.com.
Their advertising was like, just ignore the name.
I got a new business idea. It's called Mug Shouties. Yeah, oh, it's going to be hot female inmates.
She
mug
shot nice. Pictures. And it's so simple. The description simply says, Hope Bay gets bail. You know, they got 1.3 million followers and growing. And, you know, naturally,
A lot of comments of guys being like, I'm going to save her. I'm going to turn her around.
Yeah, can save her.
So many guys. Yeah, yeah. That's almost every. Yeah, almost it. A lot of woods, too. Wood.
Wood.
Yes.
Wood. Wood. Basic, not, wood. Wood.
You get about 20, crime, which you 20 comments told the same way every time. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But not Eric Simpleton, you'll see. And naturally, you're going to draw some hound dogs. Ow, ow, when you're running that type of an account. Some rascals. Some intern Jacksons, but absolutely no one is at the level of Eric Simpleton or at SimpMaster 6969. And Mugshotties posted a video of several of his comments on their post, and I'm going to play you the clip showing the receipts, and we'll also play the role of Eric Simpleton. I will now read his comments on about 8 mugshots of young women.
Nice. Here we go.
Eric Simpson says, I bet it's so pink, tight, and gushy. Or is it? Here's the scrolling. Can you read that?
I bet her whole taste. What did he say?
Let me pause this one. I bet it's so pink and usable. Let me turn off this mute.
Oh, cool. There's some nasty ones. He's referring
going.
To things as her whole.
Yeah,
which gets confusing too, because like, which one are you talking about?
I bet it's so pink and usable. What I'd do for a sniff, I would sniff it like Joe Biden.
Oh, okay.
Another one.
That Biden bash.
I bet her wet hole is so pink and usable. He's going back to the well. Going back. These are all different women. I bet it's so pink and usable. I bet her hole is so utilizable. This time he changed it.
You got a thesaurus out.
Yes.
It's utilizable.
These are all
is this guy a troll? The Simp Master.
What I would do for a sniff, or perhaps a lick, a touch. I bet her hole is so wet and pink, and my stiff shaft would slither it.
Offers tremendous utility.
So that's Eric Simpleton, who got outed by Mugshotties themselves when someone at Mugshotties started catching on to Eric Simpleton's game.
Yes. You think he's a real dude?
I don't know. This at SimpMaster 6969 might lead me to believe that he's playing a role. But...
I think it's a troll. That's one of the funniest trolls I've ever seen. So pink and
it's pretty aggressive.
Oh my God. If he's a real, I hope he's a real guy. I hope he's a real guy.
So that's that whole story. It's just Eric Simpleton, the Simp Master on Mugshotties.
Simp Master.
Utilizable as a shit, bro.
Oh my God. Yeah. I bet
utilizable
it's
as a, I
so
think that's
usable.
How you can tell it's a troll, is because he went from usable to utilizable.
Yeah, that was autocorrect. Okay.
Is it a word? Utilizable is a word, yeah.
Yeah, it's a utility. Yeah. Utilizable, absolutely.
Simp Master has a good vocabulary.
He knows what he's talking about, Pat.
The best was how FJB times two, he turned him talking about himself.
His disgusting obsession with smelling strange pussy he threw it at Biden.
Turned into
got him.
Commentary on Joe Biden.
He's the real creep.
Oh, shit. That was amazing. All right.
But it's so wet. Function.
I was just, I wanted to do that story because I saw it this week and I was just cracking up.
Oh, so, that's amazing. Yeah. That's incredible. All right. Talked about racism and AI. People framing you with AI earlier could happen. Another potentially terrifying aspect of the future. These images, Mark, brace for impact, were released recently of the surface of Mars by the European Space Agency. And it says, news, spider-like features spotted on Mars in new images.
Yeah. How like big spiders. Do you think? There's a lot of them. Those are probably pretty big, right?
Huge, Mark. Huge.
Probably like multiple feet. Like,
hold on. We got to have so giant, much. So much context needs to be given here.
Giant spider-like space tarantulas, Pat. Look at this.
Yeah. Those are not actual living things.
What are they then, Pat?
What do they look like?
Did they take another picture and they had moved?
Oh, here you go. I mean, yeah,
that's a close up.
Look at them moving.
That's a punch in.
I take it as the worst case scenario.
It looks like a bunch giant of giant spiders. Space tarantulas are hatching on the surface of Mars. So. Right.
And you think they might be able to get underneath the dome? Probably. They're probably already underneath the dome.
Right.
That we're going to construct, right?
I mean, that's what your eyes tell you. Now, what does the science tell you? I'll tell you in a second. But what do your eyes tell you, Pat? What do you think? Space tarantulas?
I mean, it looks like you're looking at a dirty kitchen floor and there's a rack of spiders.
Right.
Yeah, spiders. See?
And because of how far away it is, those aren't little spiders. I'm assuming those are multiple. They're huge spiders.
Huge, Mark.
Yeah.
No, look at the thing. 500 meters scale. So, I mean, like one spider is like
big fucking spiders.
100 meters wide. Huge. Yeah. Huge spiders. Yeah. So, sadly, though, or happily, if you don't want giant space tarantulas, they aren't really giant space tarantulas on the surface of Mars.
Yes.
Even though the photograph evidence definitely appears that way to your eyes. You can't trust that, apparently. What?
What are they?
What are they saying it is?
Well, it's actually, here it is.
Rather than being actual spiders, these small dark features form when spring sunshine falls on layers of carbon dioxide deposited over the dark winter months. The sunlight causes carbon dioxide ice at the bottom of the layer to turn into gas, which subsequently builds up and breaks through slabs of overlying ice. The gas bursts free in the Martian springtime, dragging the dark material to the surface as it goes shattering layers of ice up to a meter thick
per the European Space Agency. So
I'm still thinking space spiders after that explanation.
Yeah. Well, no, they say it's not space spiders, Mark, but natural gas vents busting through the surface ice of Mars every spring like clockwork.
Forming
totally
perfect
chill
spider patterns.
In that case, either way, best of luck to Elon's first batch of sacrificial explorers to the red planet.
So, why didn't they just say it could be space spiders?
It's not space spiders, dude.
Way to put it.
Yeah. I don't know. Have you guys ever seen that show?
Utilizable.
Like, robots love, like the Netflix show. It's like short animated things, of like R-rated, like I think it's called like Robots in Love or something like that. They did two seasons. One of the seasons was a spaceship. It's a lot of space stuff too. They crashed on a planet, and the woman that was trying to help the guy out. Ended up being a giant, enormous spider. And when he found out, he freaked out. And
yeah.
She had to put him back under, and he's like, he's not ready yet. So she presented herself as like a humanoid. And then when he was like, let me see what you really look like, she was just
Mark,
a planet of giant spiders.
If that existed.
And he was like, how do I fuck it?
Yeah.
If that existed,
no!
Mark.
He was like, oh, I'm cool with it.
Wouldn't you think they'd tell our scientists to tell us that it was gas leaks on the surface and not giant spiders if they existed?
Yes. Because no one's going to Mars with giant ass spiders. Sorry.
Right. So they could be all intelligent, already tricking us into just coming up there and getting eaten. So.
All right. Okay.
It's possible, Pat.
I guess.
You never know.
Not going to Mars. Real quick, boys. Actually, this is a feel good story. This is a Catholic priest.
This is a Catholic priest
doing some messed up stuff, not with children. Finally.
Hey.
Some real respectable crime, some embezzlement. I'm talking some relatable crime. This is huge for a former Catholic in myself.
Fucking bank accounts, not kids.
Stank accounts.
Yeah.
Lawrence Kozak was removed as his position, okay, at St. Thomas More Church in South Coventry Township. That's got to be in Pennsylvania or New Jersey. November 2022. Why, guys?
Why?
Because he stole $40,000 from the church so he could play games like Wizard of Oz slots, Candy Crush Saga, Cash Frenzy, Mario Kart Tour, Pokemon Go, etc.
Dude, this happens all the time. Like, surprising you don't hear about it more often.
Why do you think Wes isn't on the show this week?
All the time.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, he's playing those games.
He's working off his game debt.
right. He's either working off. He's like Soju, except it's online casino.
He's booking weddings to work off his casino debts. Listen, if this is all they're doing and they're not, you know, fucking even women, which they're not supposed to do technically, I think they should be able to. But if they're not fucking kids, not fucking women, they're not like doing all these things. They're like kind of like living at the church and they're $40,000. To play games, that's kind of all I got for entertainment. I don't really have a problem with this.
Do you know where the dough goes if it don't go into this guy's Candy Crush habit? It goes to the fucking Vatican. That's the way that's the way they have this shit hooked up. There, it goes to the diocese.
Isn't he supposed to go to like the, you know, like
if he's doing a good job professionally and he's staying out of trouble besides his game addiction, I don't see a problem with this. Let the guy have some fun.
My cousin Doug, who's a priest in Pennsylvania, took a vow of poverty. Was a goddamn Wall Street attorney. Ooh. Went to Princeton undergrad, Harvard Law.
So he'd be upset with this
guy. We were trying to fly him down for my dad's funeral. And like, it's a little tough because he literally took a vow of poverty. And I'm like, Doug, live a little, dog. You know, steal from the rectory.
You think he misses that cash?
Dude, can you imagine? They used to send a car. They used to send a car to pick his ass up in the morning in Manhattan. That's how.
Oh,
that's
dude,
how
he used to be Relcome. He used to be Relcome aboard all day. And now
Relcome aboard all the jets.
Yeah.
Can you give him a gift of a flight, or he can't even? Yes,
I can. I can, of course, and we did. But you can gift him. It's just annoying. Yeah. Anyway, real quick, Willy Wonka, Vegas casino slots, Wizard of Oz slots, machine game. Do not award real money for wins. Okay,
but they let you play pay to play.
Exactly. In an interview with Kozak. He described the money not as gambling, but rather as, quote, powering up.
He was just the best. He was just dominating other people in these games. He was that guy that you get your ass kicked because if you play these games and you don't buy things, there's always that one jerk that buys everything and dominates you in any of those, like, teamed games.
This happens all the time, and people you would not suspect. They would be spending, like, tens of thousands of dollars on their phone. Like getting to the top level of these fucking online like MMO games.
Yep.
And like it happens all the time. It happens all the time. I'm surprised you don't hear about it more.
Big ups. Anyway, that's the show. Get out there and have a great fucking day.
Yeah. No, say goodbye.
Goodbye.
Say goodbye.
Goodbye.
Okay, now get out of here.
That's
right
a little
now.
Rough, right?
No. See you later. Yeah.